this evening, we would like to study the topic of the sacred name of Jesus.
我们常常跪在神的面前向神祈求。
We often seek him when we bow down before him.
那到底我们第一件事情要求什么?
What is the first thing that we seek?
因为第一件事情常常是最重要的事情。
Because the first thing that we seek is usually the most important.
那我们从我们向神的祈求，可以看出神在我们心中，在我们生活当中的分量有多重。
We can see the importance of Jesus Christ through the order of what we seek.
常常我们跪在神面前的祷告，都是以自己的需要为重点。Most
of the time when we kneel down before God, what we seek has to do with ourselves.
但是圣经告诉我们，祷告应该有一个次序。
But the Bible tells us that when we pray, there is an order of things.
好，我们看马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音的第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第六章第九节。
Chapter 6, verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父。 愿人都尊你的名为圣。第十节，
10.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。十一节，
11.
我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。 因为国度权柄荣耀全是你的。 祷告的第一句话说，我们在天上的父。
So this prayer begins with our Father in heaven.
这不是祈求，这是要告诉我们，我们祷告的对象是谁。
We aren't seeking anything here. It is just stating the focus of our prayer.
是我们在天上的父。
The recipient is our heavenly Father.
我们在地上也有我们的父。
We have our earthly Father.
但是地上的父是人。
But our earthly Father is a man.
天上的父是神。
Our heavenly Father is God.
地上的父也是爱我们。
The earthly father loves us.
所以我有时候看我们自己的父母，就是为着子女非常的辛劳。We
see how our parents strive just for the children's sake.
有时候不是为自己，是为自己的子女。Often
it's not for their own sake, but for the sake of their children.
但是我们有问题找我们的父母。When
we have a problem and we seek our parents,
他很爱我们。They
love us.
但是他也没有办法解决。
But they can't solve our problem.
因为他们自己也有很多问题, 他们没有办法解决。
Because they themselves have problems that they can't deal with.
因为我们父母只是一个人。
Our parents are human.
但是我们信主之后, 这里告诉我们有一个父在天上。
But after we believe, we know here that we have a Father in heaven.
这位父爱我们。
This Father in heaven loves us.
超过一切。
Above all things.
他又是无所不能的。
And he is omnipotent.
所以信耶稣 一个最大的福气就是我们有一个父，要垂听我们祷告。So
one of the biggest blessings of believing is that we will have a father who will listen to our prayers.
所以从人世间找不到答案，找不到帮助的，当我们跪到神的面前，我们就充满着希望。If
we cannot find our solution within mankind, once we pray, kneel down and pray, then we will find hope.
因为我们有一个全能的父。
Because we have an omnipotent Father who loves us greatly.
随时都要听我们祷告。
And he will listen to our prayers.
那接下去讲这个祷告有六句话。
And the prayer has six statements.
那前面三句就是在祈求神的需要。
So the first three statements pertain to God's desires.
那后面三句是祈求人的需要。
The latter three have to do with man's needs.
所以这个祷告文提供我们一个非常重要的原则。The
Lord's Prayer gives us a good groundwork.
我们向神祷告，要把神的需要放在前面，把自己的需要放在后面。When
we pray, we should pray for God's needs first, then our own needs.
因为这个代表在我们的心中，神比我们自己还重要。It
shows how God is more important to us in our hearts.
如果 神在我们心中，我们生活中比我们自己还重要，那我们祷告就容易发生功效。If
God is more important than our own self, then our prayers will easily become effective.
因为我们称耶稣为主。If
we call our Jesus Christ the Lord,
什么是主？
What is the Lord?
这个不只是说一个 空洞的名词。
The Lord isn't just an empty title.
主就是他是我们的主宰，我们的主人。
The Lord means that He is our master, He's our head.
那既然他是我们的主宰主人，所以他的需要应该摆在我们的需要的前面。
If He is our master and our head, then His needs should be take higher precedence than our own.
哦，这个是我们祷每一次祷告，我们都要提醒我们自己的。
This is something we need to be reminded of every time we pray.
要先祈求神的需要，再祷告我们的需要。
We need to seek God's needs first, then our own.
好，这样祷告就比较容易发生功效。
Because such prayers are much more effective.
哦，所以主耶稣说要先求神的国跟神的义。
Jesus Christ says to seek His kingdom and His glory first.
啊，这个也是神的需要。
This is God's needs.
那日用的饮食就要赐给我们。
And then we'll be given our daily bread.
这是人的需要。
That is man's needs.
那六句里面有三句是神的需要，另外三句是人的需要。
So in the Lord's Prayer, there are three statements pertaining to God's needs and three statements pertaining to man's.
所以我们可以发现，这个六句里面有一半是是求神满足他的需要。
In this prayer, half of the requests are for one's own needs.
No, 另外一半才是满足我们自己的需要。
Three and the half are for God's needs.
如果我们用时间来算呢，你祷告半个钟头，应该以时间来算的话，应该大概一半的时间先求神的事情，另外一半时间才求我们的事情。
So let's say if we were to pray for 30 minutes, then half the time we should be praying for God's needs and half the other half for our own.
那或者说以心，我们的心来讲，我们祷告的时候应该。神的事情啊，我们有一半的心在那个上面，那另外一半才是我们自己的事情。
Or when you pray with your heart, then at least half of your heart should be devoted to God's needs, then the other half to your own.
所以这个祷告文教导我们要有一个顺序，而且这个分量差不多是一样重要。
This prayer teaches us the order of our prayer and the import and the proportion of our prayer.
那到底我们要满足神的需要，最重要一件事情是什么？
What is the most important thing that we need to do to fulfill God's needs?
第一句话说，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Says your will be done.
是吧？愿人都尊你。
Oh, hallowed be your name.
就是愿世界上每一个人都尊神的名为圣。
So may all mankind see His name as holy.
什么是圣？
What does it mean to be holy?
圣就是有分别。
It means that there's a differentiation.
就是这个名跟其他的名不一样。
That this name is different from all other names.
那只有这个名值得高举，只有这个名我们要敬畏，只有这个名值得荣耀。
Only this name is worthy of being raised up and being glorified.
这个就是他的名为圣的意思。
This is what it means when it says, "Hallowed be your name."
那当然，每一个人要尊神的名为圣，首先当然要信耶稣是神的名。
So in order to do this, the first thing we need to do is believe in the name of the Lord.
这是我们现在大部分人在这里都已经有了。
And this is a condition that most of us have met.
那第二部分就是我们实际的生活能够真正的把神的名摆在最重要的地位，来尊他作圣。
Next, there's the issue of putting His name as holy in our own lives.
把我们所有的荣耀都归给他。
That we put all glory unto His name.
我们敬畏他的名。
We revere His name.
那我们首先来想为什么这个神的名这么不一样？
Why is the name of the Lord so different?
神的名是什么？
What is the name of the Lord?
我们知道，玛利亚要生耶稣以前天使告诉约瑟，你要有一个孩子，你要给他起名叫做耶稣。
Before Mary gave birth to Jesus, an angel came to her and said that you will give birth to a child and you shall name him Jesus.
那这个耶稣这个名字就是神的名字。
This name Jesus is the name of the Lord.
所以这个名字就是圣的名字。
So this name is the holy name.
我们先来看马太福音28章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音28章。
Matthew chapter 28.
马太二十八章的十九节。
Matthew chapter 28 verse 19。
是不是十八节的
？Verse 18。
二十八章十八节。
Chapter 28 verse 18。
耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都是给我了。”十九节。
19。
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。那个地方耶稣告诉门徒
Here, the Jesus tells his disciples.
这是耶稣复活以后升天以前的事情。
This passage records what happens after Jesus' death, but before his ascension.
哦，这里说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我。
He says, "All our authority has been given to me in heaven and earth."
哦，为什么说耶稣这个名啊是圣的？
But why is this name Jesus holy?
这里说天上的权柄都是给耶稣了。
Because all authority from heaven has been given to him.
天上就代表灵界的。
So、heaven as in the spiritual realm.
哦，这个灵界啊，包括天国，也包括哈、哦、所有属灵气的，都是。哦、神在掌管。
So the spiritual realm includes heaven and all other spiritual beings. It's under his authority.
哦、所以主耶稣有权柄管理灵界的事情。
Jesus Christ has the authority to rule over all things spiritual.
哦、那下面说地下所有的权柄也都给我。
And on earth.、
哦、这个地上的就是指着我们看得见摸得到这个物质世界。
Things of the earth are things of this physical world that we can touch and we can see.
来管理这个我们看得见摸得到这个物质世界，这个权柄也是耶稣的。
Jesus Christ also has authority over all physical earth.
一个国家的总统，他的权柄只不过是在那个国家而已。
A president only has authority over his nation.
但是我们看不到有一个人他有权柄管理整个世界。
We do not see anyone who has authority to rule over the entire world.
但是耶稣有这个权柄。
But Jesus Christ has this authority.
那为什么天上地上所有的权柄都赐给耶稣这个名字？
Why does all authority of the heavens and earth, why does it all belong to, under the name of Jesus Christ?
我们看腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
腓立比书。
Philippians.
第二章第九节
Chapter 2 verse 9、
啊、腓立比书第二章第九节
Philippians chapter 2 verse 9。
所以神将他升为至高，又是给他那超乎万名之上的名、啊、第十节
10
叫一切在天上的地上和地底下的、啊、因为耶稣的名无不屈膝、啊、十一节
11
无不口称耶稣为子，属荣耀归于父神。这个地方说神将他升为至高。
Here it says that the Lord is highly exalted.
就是将主耶稣升为至高。
That God has exalted him.
啊，主耶稣，升为至高，就再上去没有比他更高了。
So if Jesus Christ is exalted, then there is no one higher.
哦，所以是给他超乎万名之上的名。
He gives the name of all names.
哦，就是因为他至高，所以他的名就超越世界上一切的名。
Because his name is exalted, and his name is above all names.
啊，这个万名就是指着人类历史上所有活过人的那个名字。
In other words, his name is above all names, all characters in history.
这个里面有很多的伟人的名字。
There are many famous people in this name list.
啊，但是耶稣这个名是超乎这所有的名字。
But the name of Jesus is above them all.
哦，那第十节
，verse ten，
说天上的就灵界的。
Now, of those in heaven,
啊，地上的
，and of those on earth,
啊，物质界的
，and of those under the earth,
地底下的
，and of those under the earth,
啊，这个也可以指的这个啊，属阴间的，属灵气的。
So we can say those are things that pertain to hell.
啊，因着耶稣的名都要屈膝。
That they should all confess when under the name of Jesus Christ.
啊，也在耶稣的名之下都要顺服。
That oh, they all knees will bow, so they will all obey him.
所以主耶稣的名啊，可以是整个人类历史宇宙里面啊最有权柄、最荣耀、最伟大的一个名字。
So the name of Jesus is the name with most authority in this world.
哦，那耶稣在世界的时候，大家都看不起他。
But when Jesus was in this world, no one looked at much at him.
因为要人看得起的条件，他都没有。
Because he did not meet any of the conditions that people would respect.、
哦、你看我们现在被尊重的人都有一些条件。
There are certain conditions that people must meet in order to be respected.、
哦、耶稣都没有那个条件、啊、
But Jesus did not satisfy any of those.
所以圣经说他是被匠人所丢弃的。
So he was one that was looked down upon by others.
哦，那个匠人呢，就是这个犹太的文士、法利赛人。
So all the Pharisees and Sadducees, they looked down at him.
哦，他们是在建造人的信仰的。
They were the people who were supposed to build people, others' faith.
但是他看到耶稣，这个算什么？
But they saw Jesus and thought nothing of him.
就把他丢掉，把他钉死。
So they crucified him.
所以这些啊，宗教的这个带领人啊，就不要耶稣啊。
All these religious leaders didn't want Jesus.
但是神却把他升为至高。
Yet God exalted him.
在第六节开始，第二章的第六节。
From chapter 2, verse 6.
第五节开始。
Verse 5.
说你们要以基督的心为心。
So it says, like this mind be in you.
什么叫做基督的心？
What does it mean? What is the mind of Jesus?
这个就是我们灵修的目标。
This is the purpose of seeking our faith.
如果我们有基督的心，我们的灵性就差不多是完全了。
If we have the same like mind of Christ Jesus, then our faith is complete.
那第六节到第八节讲基督的心。
So from verse 6 through 8, it describes the mind of Christ Jesus.
首先，第七节说他是虚己。
Verse 7, a man of no reputation.
虚己，第七节第一句话，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象。
He was one who made himself of no reputation.
虚己就是把自己倒空了。
In other words, he empties himself.
他本来有神的形象。
He once had the likeness of Christ, Jesus, God.
他在天上是神本身。
In heaven, he is God himself.
那成为人呢，他就把这些条件倒掉，就别成为很卑微的人。
But when he becomes man, he empties himself of everything, so he becomes a humble man.
所以他可以洗人的脚。
This is why he's able to wash another's feet.
如果他没有把这个自己天国那个尊贵啊倒掉，他没有办法洗人的脚。
If he did not pour away his glory from in heaven, then there were no way that he would be able to wash someone else's feet.
所以一个人到底有多谦卑
？So how humble can a person be?
跟耶稣一样，就是最谦卑的。
If you can be like Jesus, then you are the most humble.
把我们世界的条件都倒掉，然后可以洗别人的脚。
Because you have. You have poured out all of the worldly conditions, and you can wash someone else's feet.
那这个就是最谦卑，最谦卑就是耶稣，没有比他更谦卑。
There's no one more humble than Jesus Christ.
那接下去就是舍己。
And the next one.
舍己啊 ，deny himself.
He denies himself.
什么叫做爱
？What does it mean to love?
跟耶稣一样，就是爱。
To be like Jesus is love.
那耶稣爱到什么程度
？How much did he love?
把他的命都舍掉了。
He offered up his own life.
所以死在十字架上。
And died on the cross.
所以这个耶稣因为虚己，也因为舍己。
Because he was a man of no reputation and he was humble.
所以神就把他升到最高。
That is why God exalted him.
因此这个第九节前面有一句话说，所以神升他为至高。
Verse 9 begins, therefore, God has highly exalted him.
所以耶稣这个人成为至高有一个原因。
There's a reason why Jesus is exalted.
就是第七节跟第八节。
It's because of verse 7 and verse 8.
今天这个名是尊贵的。
And this name is precious today.
那主耶稣吩咐门徒。
Jesus instructed the disciples.
要到处去传扬他的名。
To preach his name everywhere.
这个尊贵的名。
This precious name.
那耶稣升天以后。
After Jesus' ascension,
我们要看这个使徒啊，他们怎么对待耶稣的名。
Let us look at how the disciples treated the name of Jesus.
首先我们来看第二章，《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
三十八节。
Verse 38.
第二章三十八节。
Chapter 2, verse 38.
彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。”这里彼得讲道理很多人受感动。
After Peter gave his sermon, many people were moved.
那彼得讲什么
？Then what did Peter say？
彼得讲：“你们钉死的那个人，现在已经复活了。”
He said, "The person that you had crucified has now resurrected."
他就是耶稣。
He is Jesus.
圣灵已经降下来。
The Holy Spirit has descended.
大家听得很难过。
And everybody heard and they felt very bad.
我们几十天前钉死那个人，原来他就是救主。
The person that we had crucified days before, it turns out that he is the Savior.
我们钉了一个义人。
We nailed crucified a righteous man.
所以他们就问说，那我怎么办呢？
So then they asked, what should we do?
就要逢悔改。
So he said, repent.
悔改就表示说我有罪。
To repent means that you admit that you have sinned.
现在人不容易悔改。
man today, it's very hard for them to repent.
为什么?
Why?
我没有罪，我悔改什么?
Because I have no sin, so why should I repent?
那为什么他觉得没有罪?
Why do they feel that they have no
sin? 因为神的话没有进去。
It's because the word of God has not entered their hearts.
神的话进去了，罪就会跑出来。
If once the word of God enters, then sin will appear.
因为神的话是完全的。
Because the word of God is complete.
进到我们内心，我们的不完全就显露出来了。
Once it enters our heart, then all our incompleteness will appear.
那没有神的话，人跟人相比，我都是好人啊，我有什么罪？
But if there is no word of God, then we'll look at each other and think we have no sin.
神的话进去，罪就出来了。
But once the word of God enters, then sin appears.
那怎么办？
Why?
要奉耶稣的名受洗。
So what do we need to do? We need to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
叫你的罪得赦。
For the remission of your sins.
所以你看，我们奉耶稣的名，这个水里面就有主耶稣的宝血。
When we baptize in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of Christ is in the water.
所以这个名非常有权柄。
This name is full of authority.
有赦罪的权柄。
Has of authority to for the remission of sins.
今天我们罪能够得赦，就是因为耶稣圣名。
Today our sins can be forgiven because of the holy name of Jesus.
天下人间没有赐下第二个名，我们可以靠着得救。
There is no other name through which we can be saved.
我们每一个人都是因为耶稣这个名得救的。
We are all saved because of the name of Jesus Christ.
那我们得救之后就归属这个名。
And once we are saved, then we are under this name.
所以启示录说，得救的人他额头上都有一个新的名字刻上去。
Revelation say that all those who are saved will have a name carved in their forehead.
你知道我们每一个人都有不同的名字。
Now we all have our own names.
但是在灵界里面。
But in the spiritual realm,
我们身上都有刻有耶稣这个名字。
We all have the name of Jesus carved.
这个代表什么？
What does that mean?
我们是属耶稣的。
It means that we belong to Jesus.
所以刻有他的名字。
That's why we have his name carved into us.
我们本来算不了什么。
We were nothing before.
那现在因为刻上耶稣这个名字，我们变成很尊贵。
But because we have his name on us, that we have become very precious.
所以这个就是恩典。
This is a grace.
这个是在灵界里面呢。产生了一种恩典。
This is a grace in the spiritual realm.
所以我们要对灵界有认识，我们就会天天感谢神。
Now, if we understand this, then we will give thanks daily.
因为这个名我们得救。
It is because of this name that we are saved.
因为这个名我们变成很尊贵。
It is because of this name that we have become precious.
成为君尊的祭司。
We have become holy priests.
圣洁的国度。
A holy nation.
属神的子民。
A people of God.
因为这个名。
It's because of this name.
好，我们现在看第三章。
Let's look at chapter 3.
看这个耶稣圣名对使徒教会有什么影响。
Let's look at what influence the name of Jesus had in the apostolic church.
请看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
第三章第五节。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
那人就留意看他指望得着什么。第六节。
6.
彼得说，金银我都没有，我把我所有的给你，我奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来行走。这里说有人生下来就瘸腿。
And there was this man who was born lame.
那天天就要被人抬来 在那里讨钱。
So every day he had to be carried out by people to beg for money.
那你看这个人很可怜。
This person is very pitiful.
为什么？
Why?
他生活没有着落，要跟人讨钱。
Because he had nowhere to go, he had to ask for money.
那既然讨钱，他也没有自尊了。
So since he had to beg for money,
没有用的人。
Then he had no self-respect.
那再来，他也圣殿进不了。
He couldn't go into the temple.
没有办法去拜神。
He couldn't go worship the Lord.
那刚好彼得从那里过。
It just so happened that Peter was passing by.
跟彼得要钱。
And he asked Peter for some money.
彼得说，金银我都没有。
Peter said, silver or gold I do not have.
彼得真的没有金银吗？
Is it true that Peter really has no silver or gold?
你看使徒时代，当时他卖所有财产拿到使徒的面前。
At that time, all the believers sold all their possessions and brought their wealth before the apostles.
所以彼得是有金银的。
So the Peter must have had some silver.
但是为什么他说金银我都没有呢？
Why does he say silver and gold I do not have?
因为你金银给这个人，你只能够帮助他一段时间而已。
It's because if you give that person silver or gold, you can only help that person for a short time.
但是更重要的，
But what is more important?
我把我有给你。
I give what I have to you.
彼得有什么？
What does Peter have?
他有耶稣的圣名。
Peter has the holy name of Jesus.
因为耶稣的圣名有权柄。
The name of Jesus has authority.
所以奉耶稣的名叫你起来走。
So in the name of the Lord Jesus, he rise up and walk.
所以他就起来走了。
So the person got up and walked.
他起来走以后，他就不要跟人讨饭了。
And now that he can walk, he no longer has to beg for food.
他起来走，他自己就可以上圣殿里面去拜神了。
Now that he can walk, he can enter and worship the Lord in the temple.
他整个人生都变成新的。
His life is new again.
为什么？
Why?
不是彼得给他金银。
It wasn't because Peter gave him gold.
是因为奉耶稣的名 叫他起来走。
It was because in the name of Lord Jesus, he instructed him to rise up and walk.
所以耶稣这个名非常有权柄。
The name of Jesus is full of authority.
如果我们生活圣洁，被圣灵充满，这个名非常有权柄。
If in our lives we are filled with His Spirit, then this name is very powerful.
我们去年在在哪里哈？去年去年在开这个在去年前年呢，我们在开这个 NYTS。
Either last year or the year before, we were holding our NYTS.
有一个姐妹犯鬼。
There was a sister who was demon possessed.
然后大家帮她祷告。
Everyone prayed for her.
她那个姐妹犯鬼，她是跪在前面。
Even though she was possessed, so she would pray, kneel in the front.
她眼睛闭着。
Her eyes were closed.
教会这个工人有一个从那边走靠近她，她就偏向这一边。
So when one of the holy workers were approaching her, then she would lean towards the other side.
那从前面走过要靠近她，她就偏向后面去。
And if someone was coming towards her from a different direction, she would go the opposite way.
让我们觉得很惊讶。
So I was very surprised.
我们都是普通的人。
We were all ordinary people.
但是当我们靠近她的时候，她会怕。
But when we drew near her, she became afraid.
她想要逃走。
She wanted to run.
为什么
？Why？
是因为耶稣的权柄。
Because of the authority of Jesus。
耶稣这个名有权柄。
The authority of the name of Jesus。
后来大家帮他祷告，奉耶稣的名，后来那个鬼就跑掉了。
Eventually, everybody prayed for her in the name of Lord Jesus, and that the demon left her。
所以今天我们最可靠的是什么
？So what is most dependable today？
不是神赐给我们的金银。
It is not the silver or gold that God gives us。
这个是神的恩典。
It is a grace from God。
但最可靠的是。耶稣这个圣名的权柄。
But what is most dependable is the authority under the name of Jesus.
我们到哪一个地方去
？No matter where we go.
在任何一个时刻
，No matter what the moment is.
耶稣这个圣名都很有权柄。
The name of Jesus Christ is full of authority.
如果我们有神的同在，你用耶稣这个名祷告，神就要垂听。
If you have the abidance of God, if you pray in the name of Lord Jesus, then God will listen.
这个是信耶稣一个最大的福气。
This is one of the biggest blessings of believing in God.
我们是什么？我们是不算不了什么的人。
We are nothing.
但是因为耶稣这个名神的恩典，神的能力要显明。
But because of the name of Jesus Christ, then His power will be shown through it.
所以我们看第三章就耶稣的名神迹就行出来。
So in chapter 3, we see a miracle performed with the name of Jesus Christ.
我们再看第三章的十二节。
Let's look at chapter 3, verse 12.
说彼得看见了百姓说，以色列为什么把这个事当作稀奇，定睛看我们，以为我们凭自己的能力而虔诚使这个人行走呢？他彼得说，你为什么一直看我呢？以为是我的虔诚跟能力让这个人起来走。
Peter asked, "Man, why do you marvel at this? As if I was the one who had the power to make this man walk."
所以彼得他知道不是因为他本身跟他的虔诚让这个人走。
Peter knew that it wasn't his own power or his own godliness.
那是什么？为什么
？Then what was it?
十六节
，verse 16.
我们因信他的名便叫你所看见这个人健壮了。
And his name, through his faith in his name, has made this man strong.
因为人有信心，所以这个名字就产生很大的功效。
Because man had faith, then his name had great effect.
所以这个使徒教会里面，我们看到，因为耶稣的名，真的能力显明，恩典显明。
We see all sorts of grace and power in the apostolic church.
我们再看第四章。
Let's look at chapter 4.
十七节。
Verse 17,
唯恐这个是越发传扬在民间，我们要恐吓他们，叫他不可以再奉这个名对人讲论，于是叫他们来禁止他们，不可以奉耶稣的名讲教训人。这里他们被逼迫。
Here the apostles were being persecuted.
结果叫他们打了，不可以再奉耶稣的名讲。
They were beaten and instructed to commanded to never speak or teach in the name of Jesus.
但是我们看这个使徒很勇敢。
But we see the courage of the apostles.
因为他们真的有感觉到这个名字很有能力。
They felt the authority of this name.
所以大家得信心更加坚固。
And so their faith was strengthened.
我们先看三十节。
Let's look at verse 30.
说我们现在求主鉴察，一面叫你的仆人大放胆量讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且神迹是以你圣仆的名行出来。祷告完，聚会地方震动，他们就被圣灵充满。所以他们祷告神求你借着你的名，让神迹奇事行出来。
So here they raised their hands and prayed in the name of Lord Jesus to perform a miracle.
祷告完，聚会地方震动，这祷告很有力量。
So after they, when they prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken.
所以我们看到后来这个使徒教会里面的神迹其实更多。
We see more and more miracles happen in the apostolic church.
第五章的十二节。
In chapter 5, verse 12.
主借使徒在民间行了许多神迹奇事。这里说神呢行了很多的神迹奇事。
Here it says that God performed many signs and wonders.
因为他的名。
Because of his name.
我们先来看第五章的四十一节。
Chapter 5, verse 41.
使徒行传五章四十一节。
Chapter 5, verse 41.
他们离开公会，心里欢喜，因为算是配为这个名受辱。这个地方说他们离开公会。
Here it says they departed from the presence of the council.
使徒被抓到公会里面去逼迫。
The apostles had been arrested and brought before the council for persecution.
而且把他们打了。
They were beaten.
然后就放他们出去。
Then they were released.
四十节吩咐不可以奉耶稣的名讲道。
And they were commanded again not to speak in the name of Jesus.
我们一般人如果传福音被打了，大概会觉得说，哎，为什么神不看顾我，下一次不传了？
Now, if we were to go out to spread the gospel and we were beaten up, we would think, God, how come you didn't protect me?
但是当时使徒离开他们受逼迫的地方心里很高兴。
But the apostles, after leaving the place of their persecution, their hearts rejoiced.
虽然被打，可能身体上还很痛。
Even though they were beaten, and they were probably still in pain.
但是心里很高兴。
But in their hearts, they were glad.
为什么？
Why?
四十一节。
Because verse 41.
算是配为这个名受辱。
Because they were counted worthy to suffer shame.
所以他发现这个受苦是有意义的。
They realize that the suffering is meaningful.
因此受苦就变成他喜乐的来源。
Therefore, their suffering was the source of their joy.
因此使徒他们真的认清楚耶稣这个名非常重要。
The apostles truly understood the importance of the name of Jesus.
所以他们一生就是为着耶稣这个名在受苦。
They suffered their entire lives for this name.
我们来看第九章的十六节。
Look at chapter 9, verse 16.
第九章十六节。
9, verse 16.
我要指示他必须为我的名受许多的苦难。保罗蒙拣选的时候，神指示他要为神的名受很多的苦难。
After Paul was chosen by God, God told him that how much he will suffer for his name.
所以还没有受苦以前就先告诉他。
Even before the suffering began, he was told.
他要为耶稣这个名来受苦。
That you will suffer for the name of Jesus.
那到了十五章
In chapter 15.
我们看十五章的二十六节。二十五节
15:25.
所以我们同心定意拣选几个人，差他们同我们所亲爱的巴拿巴、保罗往你们那里去。二十六节
26.
这个两人是为我耶稣的名不顾性命的。这个地方在讲巴拿巴跟保罗。
Here it speaks of Paul and Barnabas.
是为耶稣的名不顾性命的。
Men who have risked their lives for the sake of the Lord Jesus.
如果巴拿巴跟保罗不是为耶稣的名这么努力，今天圣经没有他的名字。
The name of Barnabas and Paul would not be in the Bible if they had not risked their lives for the name of the Lord.
圣经记载他的名字不是保罗是法利赛人，不是保罗学问很高。
The Bible records the name of Paul not because he was a Pharisee or because he was highly educated.
是因为他为耶稣的名受苦很多。
But it was because he suffered for the name of the Lord.
可见呢，一个人如果为耶稣的名所做的事情，神会纪念。
A person who suffers, works for the name of the Lord, God will remember his name.
这样的生活最有意义。
And that kind of a life is the most meaningful.
不管你做什么。
Doesn't matter what you do.
如果你心里的最深处是为着耶稣这个名。
But if even in the depths of your heart, it is all for the sake of the Lord.
我们做的事情就很有价值。
Then everything that we do will be extremely valuable.
我不管我们做什么。
Doesn't matter what we do.
如果我们做的跟耶稣的名没有关系。
If whatever we do has nothing to do with the name of the Lord,
你到人活的一辈子，你发现我们做的都会变空的。
Then you might live an entire life and realize that all you do was meaningless.
所以怎么跟耶稣这个名跟我们生活连在一起，这个是非常重要。
It's very important to realize how to connect the name of the Lord into our lives.
做同一件事情，如果我们是因为耶稣的名，价值就不一样。
If we do the same thing and we do it for the name of the Lord, then the value is different.
因为我们是为耶稣做的。
Because we did it for the sake of the Lord.
为了这个神的尊名来做的。
for the holy name of Jesus.
我们看二十一章的十三节。
Let's turn to chapter 21, verse 13.
使徒行传二十一章的十三节。
Acts chapter 21, verse 13.
保罗说：“你们为什么这样啊痛哭，使我心醉呢？我为主耶稣的名，不但被人捆绑，就是死在耶路撒冷，也是愿意的。”啊，十四节。
14.
保罗既不听劝，我们便住了口说，愿主的旨意成就。哦，大家劝保罗啊，不要上耶路撒冷去。
Everyone was trying to discourage Paul from going to Jerusalem.
因为他们已经啊，大概知道他在那里会受苦。
Because they figured that he was about to suffer in Jerusalem.
所以出于这个人情啊，大家都不要保罗受苦。
So out of their compassion, they did not want Paul to suffer.
那保罗说。
But Paul says,
说为耶稣的名啊，不但被捆绑，就是死在耶路撒冷，我也愿意。
But Paul says, for the name of the Lord Jesus, not only will I be ready to be bound, but I will die in Jerusalem.
所以我们看这个保罗到他人生的后半段啊。
Paul, during the latter part of his life,
只要我能够为耶稣的名做什么，包括死，我都可以。
He would do anything, even die for the name of the Lord.
那个信心已经非常的强。
That is a very powerful, strong faith.
已经不为自己，完全为耶稣这个名。
It was all for the sake of the Lord and not for himself.
这个叫做信仰在成长。
This is the growth of faith.
所以有一天我们这样啊，我们从一直看我们生活。
If we look our own lives,
啊，本来是爱自己。
We might love ourselves,
也爱耶稣,
and God.
啊, 接下去我们爱耶稣,
then we might love Jesus,
少爱自己,
and love ourselves a little less.
到最后,
eventually,
我们爱耶稣,
we will love Jesus,
不爱自己,
and not love ourselves.
如果能够像这样, 就跟保罗一样,
if we can do this, then we will be like Paul.
那如果达到那个程度,
and if we can reach this level,
我们可以说, 我活着就是耶稣,
then we can say that to live is Christ.
我死就有益处,
to die is gain.
因为一切都是为耶稣, 死就有益处。
Because if everything is for Christ, then our death is it will be gained.
这个就是我们的目标。
That is our goal.
啊，为着耶稣这个圣名来活。
To live for the name of Jesus.
啊，一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.